Blog Talk Radio.
Wait. Hallelujah, and good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Hallelujah, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is no God like us in all the earth. There is no God like you, Father, in all the earth. Father, we just say yes to you today, God, because we are here simply to worship you, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you are Alpha and Omega. You are beginning and the end. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we can call on your name at any time. And we believe in the true and living God. For it is our God that causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. God, it is you that causes us to triumph, even so in every single place. Father God, this morning, God, we lift up your name this morning, oh God. God, and we thank you, Father, that it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, oh God. It is by your spirit, oh God, that we are able to ascend from one level of glory to the next. God, it is your zeal that performs those things, oh God, in Jesus' holy name. God, we just say yes to you, God, this morning. We say yes to you, Lord God, this morning, in the beauty of holiness. Father God, we just say, Father God, let it be, Father God, for you are the God of glory. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father God, that you thought so much of us to give us your only son, Jesus, oh God. You thought so much of us, oh God, that you want us to be holy and acceptable unto you. Father, this morning we come before you and we say thank you, Lord, for your glory this morning. God, we ask, God, that you would come. That you would release glory to your daughters and sons this morning, oh God. God, we say yes to you this morning, oh God. Not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for revelation knowledge. We thank you, Lord God, for wisdom and counsel and might and understanding and fear the Lord. God, we ask, God, for a release of the fear of the Lord upon us even now this morning, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now, God, that you can just come and wash us and cleanse us and make us whole. God, we thank you this morning, oh God, that it is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. We thank you, God, that it is your spirit, oh God, that causes us, Father God, to be able to hold on to life, hold on to those things, oh God. We say yes to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy One of Israel, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to the King, oh God. Glory to the King, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. God, we say thank you, Father, this morning, oh God, that it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, God. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for empowering us, oh God. God, we say thank you, Lord God, for empowering your sons and your daughters, oh God. Then we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. God, you have empowered us even so the more, God, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord God, for empowerment. We thank you, Lord God, that today is the day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we say yes to you today. Oh, God, we say yes. We say yes, God. God, we say yes, God. We say yes, God. God, we say yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Say yes to you, God. Sha. Yeah, God. God, we say, God, this morning, God, we say yes to you. We say yes to you, God, because you are the King of glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. King of glory. You are the King of glory. You are our King of glory. Yes, Father, you are our King of glory. God, you are the one, God, that we lift up. King of glory, come on in the place, God. King of glory, be released, oh God, in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls. Oh, King of glory, we come before you this morning, oh God, and we say, have your way in us, oh God. Have your way in us, oh God. God, in Jesus' name, have your way in us, King of glory. We lift our hands up to you, oh King of glory, this morning, oh God. God, we say, God, we want you like never before. God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we need you, God. God, we want to feel your glory. We want to know your glory. We want to be one with you like never before. We thank you, Lord God, that in this season, God, that you will cause, Father God, those things that need to come forth. God, for they will come forth indeed. We thank you, Lord God, that this season, Father God, that we're coming forth like never before. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that we're coming forth. We're breaking forth. We are breaking forth. And, Father God, the glory is what we need, God, here in America. The glory is what we need in the nation. Fire and glory. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, God. 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 Jesus, have mercy, God. Have mercy on the church, oh God. God, we thank you right now, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, right now, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, right now, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King of glory. King of glory. King of glory. King of glory. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. Ha. Shakayalabu satayalabu satayalabu satay. Oh God, you are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. You're the reason why we have what we have. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. God, you are the King of glory. 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 High and lifted up, sitting on your throne. And God, we worship the King of glory. We say, Father God, we decree and declare, Lord God, that we will be right where you need us to be. Oh, Lord God, we will be, Father God, daughters and sons that will be obedient to your will, obedient to your word. God, we want to be even more obedient, oh God, like never before. We decree and declare, Lord God, an obedient spirit. God, that we will be obedient to you in every single way. King of glory. 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 Oh God, King of glory, we appreciate you, King of glory. You are the King of glory in our lives, oh God. God, no matter what we go through, oh God, you are that King of glory, high and lifted up. God, King of glory, we're asking, God, even today, God, on people's jobs, as many people, this will be their last day at work this week, oh God. We're asking, King of glory, God, that you will usher them into Shabbat today, oh God. They'll enter into a day of rest, oh God. Even so, for the weekend, God, we pray, God, for safe travels wherever people may be, oh God, this summer, Lord God, that they will be covered right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them, Lord God, from the crown of their heads to the tip of their toes, oh God. We declare, God, covering, a covering, a covering, a hovering. God, that your spirit will hover over them, oh God. God, we just decree and declare, King of glory, that you will come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hover over them, God, hover over them, oh God. Hover over them, oh God. God, we pray like never before. Hover over your daughters. Hover over your sons, oh God. God, we pray, God, like never before. God, hover over them. Give them the power and the strength, oh God, to overcome. Give them strength and power to overcome. Let them be above and not beneath, oh God. Let them be the head and not the tail, oh God. God, we pray, Lord God, for rest for their souls this weekend, oh God. Rest for their minds, oh God. For God, for 6 days, oh God, we're to work, and on the seventh day, Lord God, there was a day of rest. So, Father God, we thank you right now, God, in Jesus' name, that there be a day of rest for the people's souls, oh God, for their minds, for their bodies, oh God. And God, the Sabbath was not made for God, but made for man. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this holy day, oh God. Every week, we have a feast unto you. And we thank you, oh God. Yes, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can experience revival. Oh, Lord God, that you can revive our souls even on the Sabbath, oh God. We thank you for the day of rest, oh God. We honor you, oh God, no matter what day that many people are there and say, okay, God, well, this is my day of rest, oh God. I will rest. Father God, we thank you for rest for our souls, oh God, because even in Psalm 23, oh God, you cause us to be led, oh God, by the still waters, oh God, and you restore our soul. So, God, we say, God, this morning, God, come and restore our minds, oh God. Restore. Black, oh God, and you, God, we pray, God, that you will bless them and keep them and cause your face to shine upon them, oh God. Even so, this morning, oh God, we pray, restore them. Father God, the apostolic vision, oh God, that you have, oh God, and the ability that you have in your church, oh God. God, we just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that every promise, oh God, will be given, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your church will see her identity. That even in this rest, oh God, that your daughters and your sons, oh God, will see their identity, oh God, that they will be enabled, oh God, to do what you call them to do. God, that they will reach their destiny, oh God. God, we pray, Father God, even so, Father God, that every single church, oh God, the fivefold minister, oh God, the prophet, God, the pastor, the teacher, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the evangelist, oh God, the apostle, oh God. God, we pray, God, for the fivefold minister, oh God. Father God, that they will be a mighty punch in the hand, Father God, of the enemy, oh God. Father God, that they will be ones that can see, ones that will set forth the standard throughout their communities, oh God, that they will spearhead it, oh God, as a group, as a team in action, oh God. God, being able to war a good warfare, oh God. Even so, God, those who are called just to be with you, oh God, that they will war a good warfare of faith concerning the prophetic words that have been spoken over their lives, oh God, and that they would expand, oh God. God, let them be fruitful, oh God. Father God, we ask God for standards to be raised, oh God, that they won't be, Father God, lackadaisical, God, but we pray, God, for an aggressive, Father God, for a militant, Father God, for a radical, forming, oh God, a formation, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father God, for we are the church, oh God, that will pave the way, oh God. God, because we're full of love, oh God, and full of supernatural grace, oh God. God, we pray, Father God, for your church today. God, that your church will be full of love, oh God, that our home will be full of love, oh God, that we'll be full, oh God, of direction and supernatural grace, oh God. God, we pray, God, this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let every person's home and all the churches, oh God, be full of the power to overcome, oh God. Let them always be in touch and move and visionary. God, with those, God, that are weak, God, that is not being able to go forward, God, God, put them, God, build them up and restore them in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray, God, let them have authority, God, in the word of God. Let them have the power and the authority that comes from the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Father God, let the church of God have influence, oh God, and deliver them, oh God, with signs and wonders and healings, oh God. Even in the time of communion, God, within communion with you, God, you said, Father God, eat my body and drink my blood. Father God, and many people walked away, oh God, from you at that time. And people have been always been walking away from the church, oh God. But God, I'm praying for a remnant of people, oh God, that they will be committed, oh God, that there will be ones that will operate in governmental authority. Father God, that they will operate, oh God, with new wine being poured constantly in them, oh God. God, I'm asking, God, that you would raise up fathers, oh God, that you would raise up fathers and those that need to be mothered, and Father God, that they would be ones that would be bold and wise, oh God. God, I cancel every assignment, every check, Father God, all those, oh God, all their sons and their daughters, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we come before you, God, as a mighty army, Father God, punching it down, oh God, because God, we are ones that will confront. We're not ones that allow things to happen and just let it be. Oh no, God, we confront, oh God. Father God, we declare that we are dynamic and spontaneous and humble, oh God, because God, you have removed that spirit of pride. Even so, listen, as we repented, we decree and declare, you said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and we decree and declare that we will be humble. So, Father God, right now, God, you have a pattern, oh God, from heaven for us to advance the kingdom of God. Father God, you've given us the house of prayer. You've given us Zion Surveyor's house of prayer. God, you've given us, oh God, the house of prayer that we can pray even in line to God, the nations in prayer, to go to different houses, oh God, to pray for them. Oh God, God, we thank you, God, right now in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you've given us a pattern to worship you. And God, the cloud of glory comes, oh God. And we rebuke those things, oh God, that are not like you. And God, everywhere we go, God, we exercise spiritual authority, oh God, in every region that we go to, oh God. We exercise the authority that was given, oh God, by the power, Father God, of the Holy Ghost, by the word of God, and by the life of Jesus giving us this authority. We exercise it, even this morning. And we thank you, God, we say right now, God, we are passionate when it comes, Father God, to winning souls for the lost. So, Father God, because we are going to train and equip and mature believers, Father God, to carry out the purpose, oh God, that they've been called to, Father God, for their lives, for their families, oh God. Father God, we're going to train them and equip them, and we declare and declare that there's training classes, equipping classes, Father God, for the believers. Father God, right now, for their families, for their business, for their community, for their nation, oh God, for their cities, for their states. We declare right now, God, that we have a vision from the kingdom of God, a vision for the body, and a vision for the city, and a vision for right now, for the king to come in his glory. God, we say, you come in your glory. God, you send this ministry out right now, God, to the mission, to the Lord, stop speaking, but it's you, God, that sends us out. It's you, God, that opens doors. Whatever you open, God, take no man close. So we decree and declare open doors for ministry, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are a ministry that's different from the norm. We're not like everybody else. We take the assignment that you give us, and we take it, and we won't stop. We declare, God, till we walk in heavenly glory. Heavenly glory. Heavenly glory. Heavenly glory. Father God, right now, God, you birth each one of us, oh God, to make a difference in the earth. God, we're not ones that don't make a difference. We decree and declare that we will be ones that will make a difference in every city that we go to, on our jobs, oh God. God, I decree and declare that the body of Christ makes a difference everywhere that they go. Father God, in their families, they make a difference. When we come in the room, the glory comes with us in Jesus' name. We declare and declare there's an anointing upon our lives right now in the name of Jesus. From the crown of our heads to the tip of our toes, we declare and decree there is an anointing upon our lives to destroy yoke, to help the poor of the earth. Father God, to help the widow and the orphan. Oh God, to be able to walk this out, to feed the poor, to feed the thirsty, and clothe the naked. This is the anointing that we operate in. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we're able to clothe the poor. We're able to clothe the naked and feed the poor. I thank you, God, that we're able to take care of the widow. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we visit those that are in prison. I thank you, Lord God, that it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. I thank you, Lord, for those people who are down, oh God, that we don't know, we don't operate like that. Father God, I thank you right now. Listen, for prison ministry, where those people are at the weakest, most vulnerable time in their life, and you want to speak to them, when we go to the prison ministry, you show up in great glory, great power, and release forgiveness to these ladies. Father God, I ask you, Lord, for more today. I ask for an anointing that will destroy the yoke. I ask you, God, in Jesus' name, to bless them. God, I ask, God, that you will keep them. Break them out, oh God. Even so, Father God, I seek a blessing right now over every minister that goes into the prisons all around the world. I speak over blessings on the prison ministers right now. I pray, God, right now, God, there'll be no manipulation of those who are in the prison, Father God. God, I pray a prayer covering over those that are in ministry right now. Father God, maybe they might have done something wrong, but they're actually in prison. Father God, I ask you to raise up those leaders in the word, oh God, in prison, those who are caught up in prison. God, I ask for resources to be delivered to those who are in prison. Father God, I just pray for a covering for those who are in prison today. God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you cover them, oh God. God, and I'm asking for deliverance of that entire system. God, that you will deliver your people in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be an atmosphere of breakthrough. I pray an atmosphere of breakthrough. God, send in troops of angels to bring deliverance. God, a couple years ago when we began to pray, Father God, we prayed, and God, there was a release of prisoners. Oh, God, they said, you know what, we got to release some of these prisoners that are in the prison. So, Father God, I'm asking God to do it again. God, I'm asking that those that are that they can enter into society and make a difference in society. God, I pray for those people this morning, oh God. I pray for their families, for their children that are not locked up, but that are out, oh God. God, I pray for provision for the father's children, for the father that is in prison. I pray for a provision for his children, Father God, and for his wife, oh God, and for all of his children. I pray, Father God, that you would provide for them, Lord God. And God, I ask, God, that you would father those children like they've never been fathered before. God, you be their father. Father God, that they would see the proper way of how to operate, oh God, in life, that they would not depart from your word. God, I pray, God, surround those women, oh God, to leave their families when their husband is in prison or their boyfriend is in prison. Surround them, oh God. God, I pray, Lord God, that they would do what is right, oh God. Bring their children in first. Let them be rooted and grounded in the word of God at an early age, God, because you said at an early age, oh God, God, that they will be in the word, oh God. Lord, have mercy, God, and they will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way that they should go. So, God, I pray for our children this morning, oh God. God, let them be trained up in the ways that they should go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Provide an atmosphere, oh God, for change. God, for families, oh God, provide atmosphere for discipleship, oh God. God, we pray right now, God, that every pastoral team, oh God, ministers, elders, and deacons, oh God, will see your glory, oh God. God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be powerful and effective prayer ministry, oh God. God, we pray right now, God, let there be powerful and effective prayer ministry, God, that will go forth in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for a powerful prayer ministry. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, that our prayer ministry, God, our communion with you will cause you to dwell. Oh, God, because we lift your name up, oh, God. And when there's the praise of God's people, Father God, you dwell in the midst of your praise. God, when we praise you, Father God, let there be evangelistic ministry, oh God, throughout our churches, oh God, that will carry messages, oh God, over the masses, or even one-on-ones, oh God, that people will not depart from the word of God. God, we pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, let the evangelist ministry, oh God, come forth. Lord, have mercy. God, I feel that right there. Father God, we pray for the evangelistic anointing to be able to reach out, to be able to call people to repent, to turn to God, that they will repent, they will turn to God, they will repent, they will turn to God, they will repent, they will turn to God, they will repent, they will turn to God. Ho, 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 glory, 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 glory. God, Father God, I pray for an evangelistic anointing to be upon your people like never before, because, Father, we need your glory. God, we need them to be able to understand how deep, how wide your glory is, how deep, how wide your glory is. Oh, God, how deep, how wide your glory is. God, we need them to be able to understand how much you love them, how much you want to shift them, how much you want to give to them, oh, Lord. Pray right now like never before. Let your will be done. Let your glory come forth in their lives, oh, God. Father God, like never before, we pray for the evangelist, God. Oh, I feel the anointing on this. Father God, I pray for every evangelistic gift, oh, God, even those evangelists that will listen to this prayer today, that the Father of God will just come upon them with power. God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you would come upon them with power. God, prophetic evangelism, God, for those prophets who are to evangelize, because God, you said in your word, oh God, that we have to do the work of an evangelist. Oh, Lord God, have mercy. God, everybody is responsible for doing the work of an evangelist, oh God, to draw those to you, oh God, to call those to repent, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray right now like never before, God. Let them be drawn, oh God, by your spirit, oh God. And God, I pray for the evangelists, oh God, that they will be endued with power even now. Even as I speak, God, I pray for an endowment of power, oh God,
that they will operate, Father God, with creative miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God. That they will be ones that will operate in the spirit of love, oh God, and in the spirit of conviction will come, oh God. Father God, not condemnation, God, but conviction. We ask, God, that the spirit of the Holy Ghost will convict and go all the way down to their heart, oh God, to cause repentance to come forth in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. God, we ask the Lord God, and even since, Father God, for that teacher anointing, oh God, to be upon your body. Father God, that teacher anointing, God, that they will have programs, oh God, programs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for teacher programs. The teacher will be anointed to teach on every single level, no matter if they are a baby Christian, oh God, or all the way up to an adult Christian. God, we pray for an advancement in the teacher anointing, an advancement in your body, oh God, that we'll be able to teach, oh God, like never before. God, we pray for glory to God, an advancement, God, that we won't teach things that are wrong, oh God, but that we'll have correct doctrine, oh God. God, we cancel down right now all false down, Father God, all false evangelists, all false, everything that's false. Yeah. And God, we said, let the truth come forth. Let the truth be exposed in your ministry, oh God, in Jesus' name. This ministry, they belong to you. This is your body and your ministry, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we even pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, the teacher anointing will go forward, oh God. But God, Father God, we will have worshipers, oh God. I pray, Father God, for this weekend, God, encounter all the worship teams. God, this is not a selfish ministry. We want the whole body of Christ to come forward. God, we see unity. We see that you want the whole church to be as one. Not all these different denominations, but oneness in you. Not that even oneness as a theology, but I'm talking about oneness in Christ. We're all part of the body, no matter what stream we come from. And Father God, we want the fullness of the scripture. Father God, it is okay for women to be able to go forward, God, in Jesus' name in ministry. It is okay for women to be able to speak the word of God. Yes, Deborah was a prophet, oh God. Deborah sat, Father God, and she judged and she spoke. Yeah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those that don't believe in women preachers, Father God, God, you said in your word, Lord God, that there would neither be female nor male. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for understanding of that scripture, oh God, that there's neither female nor male in the realm of the spirit, neither Greek nor Gentile, oh God. God is oneness in you. God, we are all created male and female, both of them together, from the foundation of the earth. God, you are amazing. You created them both, male and female. You created them both. Male and female.
Yeah.
Father God, we don't want to take the men's place.
Thank
we believe that men are the head. Father God, and that we are to serve our men, oh God. But there are certain women, oh God, just like Julius, that you called to be an apostle, oh God, in the New Testament. Father God, we thank you for all your New Testament women of God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for every woman that was called to minister. Father God, even so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the women that really attended to you, God, even in your burial, death, and resurrection of women. Father God, you called women to be near you, oh God. God, there were women who came with the message to the apostles, oh God, to tell them of your resurrection, to tell them where you wanted them to meet you. Oh God, Jesus, forgive the body attached to lack of understanding. Father God, in the word of God, it was based on culture, oh God. But the men and the women were separate, oh God. And the women were in the bathroom, even as they are today, God, in Israel, oh God, in the Jewish synagogues. Father God, the women were on top in the balcony. And they were making lots of noise. And they were trying to give them understanding. And that's why they said, let the women be silent. The women were so wanting to be with Jesus and understand what they were saying. They said, let the women be silent. Because they were disrupting the process and the anointing and how things were being taught. Because they were asking questions over the balcony. Father God, let it be, oh God. Because Paul said, I sent for a woman not to preach. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for Paul, but Paul ain't God. So, Father God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. The evil spirit, Father God, the other spirits that show, Father God, that a woman is called. Father God, for it is neither male nor female. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, neither Jew nor Greek. Oh, God, but in you, God, we're all equal in the realm of the spirit. Father God, there are many women that are called to preach. Many women have been crushed down and oppressed. But God, I ask you, Lord God, increase the women's anointing. Increase them where they've been crushed down. Oh, God, I don't believe in women preachers. Father God, we ask you to go and disrupt that. Overthrow it, oh, God. God, you have an order in your body. And this is your order. First, you gave apostles, then prophets. Ah, God, then evangelists, pastors, and then teachers. God, this fivefold government has a government. First, apostles, the apostolic prophetic movement moving forward. And God, you called many women to be apostles. You called many men to be apostles. God, we as women, Father God, don't want our men, Father God, to be left behind. Father God, where they're not sensitive of you. God, sensitive in the Holy Spirit. We pray for every man, oh God. And for every woman-hating man, God, we ask God that you would deliver. God, for every false doctrine concerning women, we ask that you would overthrow it now in Jesus' name. We declare and declare that women are called to preach. Women are called to minister. Women are called. Father God, there's a place in our homes, oh God, where we are to be subservient unto our husbands. God, and we take that rightful place of God in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we are ones that will operate in the name of Jesus as true women of our home. But God, if we got a call in our life, we will also operate, God, the way God wants us to operate in ministry. And nothing shall be able to stop us or hinder us in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that women will be able to have their rightful place in the church.
Yes.
And, God, we pray right now, God, for all those things that have been trying to cause our women, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to feel low about themselves. For the enemy has been trying to come to make them feel timid and not want to be able to be bold, and they can't speak out about what needs to be done. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, give your women boldness. Oh, God, give them boldness. And I thank you to every man minister. God, there's so many male ministers that believe in women, pastors, evangelists. God, the woman has so much to go through, Father God, because we do understand that it was first the woman, oh, God, that was beguiled by the enemy. But, God, you've caused the woman, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you've caused the woman to come to repentance. You said, Father God, in the book of Genesis that through childbearing, oh God, the son of Jesus, Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
The pains of childbearing, oh God, will cause the woman to call out to you, to be saved, to be purified through her travail. Oh, see, God, and so women are birthers, oh God. And God, they experience it, oh God, even in the natural, God, through every month. Having a cycle where all their hormones go up and down. But Father God, I pray, God, even that the hormones right now will be regulated. That anybody have a hormone problem right now, God, be regulated by the power of God. Anybody have cramps right now, God, they'll be regulated by the name of Jesus. Because, God, when you came, you destroyed every curse. All the curses back to Eve. You destroyed every curse. God, every curse. You say, cursed is he who was on the tree. And God, because 2 Peter 2:22, God, you said in your word, God, that the man who was cursed on the tree, okay, that sin that was cursed on the tree, according to your word, God, that sickness and disease is on the tree. We don't have to take it, oh God. We don't have to take sickness during our cycle time. Matthew, God, the days of impurity. We don't have to take any stuff, God. Those are called days of impurity in the Old Testament, oh God. A day that a woman cleanses herself. Father God, her whole body cleanses herself. That's why women need to drink water during that time, God, to cleanse herself. God, I speak healing over the woman's body. I'm just healing over the woman's womb. God, forgive the women, oh God, for aborting their children in the womb, for putting salt in their bodies and killing the baby, oh God, for having the genes feel about it, killing the baby, taking the baby, snatching the baby out the womb. God, forgive us, oh God, in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus. And God, your blood, oh God, forgave every woman, oh God. Your blood heals every woman, oh God. For even every woman that did have the abortion, oh God, we forgive her. So, Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus right there, God, in Jesus' name. Because, God, you have given us, Father God, a way to come in and worship you, to worship you in spirit and in truth, where we obey, oh God, the word of God. Not only do we obey the word of God, but we ask God right now. We ask God, we say, Lord, forgive us. And God, you're quick to forgive us. Some people may remember yesterday, but God, you don't. And so, God, even so, we let people go. We don't hold nothing against nobody.
Yeah.
We want to hold on to the glory. We don't want the glory to lift up off of us, oh God.
Yeah.
Father God, we pray, God, that our worship teams, oh God, the mothers and the worship teams will be anointed, oh God. That, Father God, that praise and worship, oh God, will be under the direct anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, we pray, God, that the Holy Ghost will come in our homes. The Holy Ghost will come like never before in our worship. God, even as we worship you, God, cause our cars, the blessings we ride on, the airplanes, as we worship you. Oh, God, let us always have a song in our heart, oh, God. Let us always be in constant worship and prayer. God, you said never cease from prayer. God, cause our temples, oh, God, the body, the mind, from the crown of the head to the tip of the toes. God, cause them to be temples of the Holy Ghost. Cause us to be a temple of the Holy Ghost. God, God, every cell, oh God, in our body. God, release it, God, the cloud of glory over the fire, oh God. Hey, God. Bless them, oh God, in righteousness, oh God. God, that they would worship you, oh God, in spirit and in truth. God, we pray today, God, we're to worship you in spirit and in truth. Pray like never before. Let us worship you in spirit and truth. And let the manifested presence of the Holy Ghost come upon your worshipers, oh God. For those that worship you, let's worship you in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the woman at the well. God, she had many wives, many husbands, and many wives today, many other women have had many, oh God, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh, God. Many people have had more than one wife, more than one husband. And today, Lord God, many people are even marrying the same sex. Lord have mercy. They're changing their body, their natural use, oh, God, for something that is defiled before you. Oh, God, we come before you, God, and we say, Lord, forgive us, oh, God. Oh, Jesus. God, if there's anybody who's listening to this prayer and they're living in a lifestyle, you just feel like, God, you're confused. It's confusion. You see it in people, you think it's okay. You see people in the community that's all out and they're living like that. But God is saying today, right now, just repent. Repent for us. It is. A sin against your own body to sleep with the same sex. God don't even want you to wear clothes that belong to a man.
Mm-hmm.
All glory to God. He said it is an abomination before him. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some things that are abominations before the Lord, and we just say, God, forgive us for every abomination we've committed before you. Mm-hmm. See, beloved, when you have sex with somebody, I'm talking to somebody that's listening right now. When you are a man and you sleeping with a man, it is an abomination before the Lord. When you are a woman and you sleeping with a woman, I'm talking about she born straight up a woman, and you know what I'm talking about. A woman has certain genitals. A man has certain genitals. Okay? Listen, if you a man and you sleeping with a man, God delivers you today.
God loved you so much. The confusion came because of brokenness. And you might have been touched the wrong way when you were growing up as a man. And now that seed that went in you when you were touched the wrong way, now you're still broken. Still broken, 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 broken pieces. So you go back to that abusive behavior, and you think that's for you because that seed of brokenness was put in you. And so now the seed grows up, and now you feel like you a flower. But no, not that kind of flower. That needs to be uprooted up out of you. And my heart is for you. And it's not that we're beating you up, because, listen, I've been there. I know what it's like. I know what it's like in Jesus' name. But God is saying today that you can be delivered in every area of your life. I say you can be delivered. You know, many women have been raped at an early age. And even today, right now, there's 6 out of 9 women that go on a date by the time they're 18 are date raped. That's a high number. 6 out of 9 women are date raped before they even get out of high school, before they're 18. And that statistic was from about 2005. I haven't looked up the statistics since 2005, but that's a high number. Oh, God. And so I understand, young daughter, what you're going through. Just because you're in high school don't mean that you haven't been through something in your life. Little girls to be affected at an early age because of these nasty men looking at them. I can even remember when I was a little girl at 8 years old when God was forming my body and the looks of nasty, perverted men. So we just say God can deliver you. And I just want to talk to you because I feel like I'm talking to your spirit. God forgives you, and God takes that thing out of your belly, that seed, when you were hurt, that caused you to go and sleep with the same sex because you like, I can't be with a man because a man raped me. And many of you, because your mother was not present, you still trying to find mama. Mm-hmm. So you sleeping with a woman. And many of your fathers were not in the home. And you had so many women who were imparting to you. So now you feel like you that way. But we were all born in sin. And sin progresses from one level of glory, but it's not a glory that is glorious. It is actual dishonor. Sin grows. It goes from one generation to the next, just like glory does. And I feel the fire of God on me concerning this matter. Mm-hmm. It's the sins of the former generation. And I hear the Lord saying, that's it right there. It's a sin, the forefather's sin. And so right now, let us pray. And I want you to know that you are forgiven of your sexual sin. You are forgiven. But I want you to know the only sin that God says that the blood, your own blood will be on your hands from the Old Testament is sin with the same sex. The Bible says your blood is going to be on your own hands. So every time you have sex with a woman and you are a woman, blood is on your hands. It's on your body. And if you're a man and you have a sex with a man, the Bible says that blood is on your own body. God wants you just to repent today. And there's a brokenness and you feel like, I'm just attracted to this. Well, what happens is the demonic forces are able to come in and take residence in your life. And see, sin grows. It grows from one generation to the next. So God want to come and he want to bring deliverance. So there's a separation of the spirit and the soul and the body. So expect the Holy Ghost when the Holy Ghost come on you right now. Expect him to burn. Expect him to purge. And there may even be a separation. You may have something that will separate out of your body. There may be frothing. There may be like a coughing. Because it's spirit. See, those are spirits. Amen? So I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just lift up right now those who are sexually broken. And I got another category also. those women who are sexually, they call them nymphomaniacs, men who are nymphomaniacs, you got to have it every day with different people, all kind of people. That's sexual brokenness too. So that's why, you know, we ain't judging the homosexual, we ain't judging the nymphomaniac. All of it the same before God. It's all the same before God. It's all sin. So don't point the finger. And we're not judging. We're getting people set free.
Yeah.
So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. Father God, I lift up these ones, oh God, that are having problems, God, with their sexual orientation right now. God, even so, Father God, those that are operating, Father God, and have a problem with their sexual lifestyle. And see, it's amazing that God has us praying for the worshipers and have me stop. Because, see, anybody who is a worshiper, who, and specifically a lot of people who are called to lead others in the worship, the enemy wants to come and contaminate your temple. Dancers alike. So dancers and singers, you always see this demon trying to take them. But, Father God, we cancel this assignment right now. Yes. God, may the Holy Ghost come upon them right now, God. God, we ask you, Lord, we break the curse, God, all the way back for 4 generations, oh, God, even all the sins, oh, God, all the way back to Adam concerning those that we're praying for right now. God, those who are listening that need this deliverance, God, we pray for Holy Ghost fire to come upon them right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we say deliver your daughters today, God, in Jesus' name. God, we pray for deliverance, oh God, for your sons today, God, in Jesus' name. God, for the transvestite, oh God, that even had the surgery. God, I pray for identity in them, God, in Jesus' name. God, I pray, Father God, destroy, Father God, the false images, oh God, in Jesus' name, Father God. God, we pray, God, identity for how they were truly born. God, you created male and female, oh God. And so, God, we pray, Father God, that they will take their rightful place, oh God. Father God, even those who are molested, God, that you would heal them, oh God, by the Holy Ghost. God, even so, Father God, heal them. Those who are molested and touched, oh God. God, I pray, heal them. Heal them in their body. Heal them in their mind. Heal them in their souls, oh God. Even for those who they feel like I was born like this. God, I pray, God, sever, God, the generational curse. Because, God, you said you would visit the iniquity. It is an iniquity. It is a sexual iniquity. So a granddaddy was a hoe. Oh, God, great-granddaddy was just a little sin of sleeping every once in a while on his wife. Then granddaddy was a hoe. Then when it comes to the next generation, that generation just wild and do anything because the sin is grown from one generation to the next. But God, you said you would come visit the sin. To the third and the fourth generation. And God, that sin, when you visit that sin, oh God, that sin is unrepented of, God. God, you come, oh God, and smite them. So, Father God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, plead the blood of Jesus. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, 3 and 4 generations of sin, God, sexual sin in their family lives, oh God, let it be uprooted by the blood of Jesus. God, we ask you to forgive us of sexual sin in our family lives, oh God, in Jesus' name. Oh God, we come before you. We lift up holy hands because you've made our hands holy. Not for masturbation, not for sexual sin.
You,
our hands are holy. They are clean with the power of God coming out of our hands.
You,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, our hands are holy. Our bodies are holy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, you said present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. But Father God, we pray this morning, oh God, that our bodies and our minds and our souls will be holy before you. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost anointing come upon us that we will be purified. Believers, purified worshipers, oh God, purified worshipers, oh God. And God, I pray, God, for Holy Ghost fire protection of the children, that God, that I see, that they won't go through what we went through, that they won't go through what we went through, God, but he will protect every youth, God, from the foundation of the earth in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now, God, that you are creating worshipers, oh God, that can live a holy, purified lifestyle before you. Father God, even those pastors and ministers that are broken sexually, Yeah. Even so, in different sects of religion, the children are touched. God, I pray for those people who are out there to say, I don't even want God because a priest touched me. God, even so, in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, God. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, Jesus. The way the pastors take advantage of the children. And if they get pregnant, they make them have an abortion.
Oh, Jesus.
Double sin, God.
Mercy, Lord God.
Mercy, God. Mercy.
Jesus.
Mercy, God. Mercy. Mercy, God. Mercy, God. Mercy.
Mercy, Lord.
Oh, mercy, God. Mercy, 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 mercy.
Mercy, Lord God. Thank you, God.
Oh, mercy, God. Mercy, 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 mercy.
Mercy. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, well, even those who are in authority, not just pastors, God, but some, I even see some children. And they want to go get help from an adult, and that adult takes advantage of them. God, mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, Jesus, mercy, 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 mercy.
Yes.
Mercy, God, mercy, 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 mercy. God, I'm asking, Lord God, even on college campuses, some of our children go to those campuses so young and so much, so innocent, oh God, but the teacher trying to take advantage of them.
Yes.
God, I'm asking for mercy. I'm asking, God, that you deliver.
Yes.
God, I'm asking, God, that you deliver the student, oh God. Let them be able to be taught, oh God, and not to have somebody come and take advantage of them because they're trying to learn.
Yes, Lord.
God, we just pray these things, oh God, in Jesus' name. God, we say, God, we want all of you. All of you, God.
All of you.
We plead the blood of Jesus. We ask for the fire of God to go on college campuses.
Yes.
We ask for the fire of God to go to purify.
Fire.
We ask the fire of God to go and purify on camp, oh God.
Yes.
We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God come upon your children.
Yes.
God, we say we want to see the fire of God to come and consume, oh God, that which does not need to be there, God. But God, we ask your Holy Ghost to come upon the children, oh God.
Yes.
Set your seal upon them like never before, God. God, we ask you, Lord, for protection for our children, God.
Yes.
God, protection of those, oh God, that have been touched the wrong way, oh God.
Yes.
God, you know what happened to them, God, in their youth, oh God. Say, God, protect our babies right now, God. God, let there be angels that show up, oh God, to say, no, don't touch this one. God, we ask you, Lord God, as you got all the babies, Father God, you said you have angels, God, that are assigned to each individual. A legion of 5,000, oh God, to 6,000, God, even those who are safe trade.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we pray. Lord God, bring them out. God, help them.
Ah, so does God. Yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God.
Your mercy, Lord God.
No, have mercy. The fullness, completion, all the way. Ha!
Yeah.
In Jesus' holy name. And God, I ask you, Lord, all these prayers that we prayed today, that you would set your seal right now on every individual right now. We say, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your glory fill them. Let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill their homes. Let your glory, your love, fill the space. Every space where they're empty, fill them. Fill them, God. Fill them. Fill them up. 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 Fill them up, oh God. 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 Fill them up. 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 Oh God. Fill them up, God. Feel with the Spirit. Ha. Shakayela Mosata. Oh. Shakayela Mosata. Oh. Fill them up, God. Fill them up, God, with your presence, God. And the camps and schools, oh God. Fill them up.
Yes. Yes. Fill them, Lord God. Lord God. Thank you.
Hey!
Yeah.
No.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Lord.
Oh God.
Thank you.
Jesus. God, we want to be vessels that are broken before you. God, break our hearts, Lord. Break yours. That breaks your heart this morning.
Yes.
The fear of compassion of God
being
released this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
When our babies, God, we see where our babies, God, the enemy try to come and take our babies. But God, today you raise up a standard.
Yes.
Help our children. Help our babies. Help our babies.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
They're supposed to be worshipers.
Yes.
Spirit of the truth. And we declare they live holy.
Yes.
We declare, Lord God, they have a firewall protection.
Yes, Lord.
That even every morning as we pray, this firewall goes around them.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, we
thank
declare
you.
Open heavens, open portals over them even now.
Yes.
That the supernatural will be our children's portion.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Supernatural will
thank
be our
you,
children's
Lord.
Portion.
Supernatural.
They're always walking health. They're always
yes.
walking divine wisdom.
Yes.
They're always walk with divine favor and grace.
Yes.
They're walking the supernatural. We declare that.
Thank you, Lord.
Over
yes,
our children.
Lord. Yes, Father. Thank you. Lord.
Open doors. The doors are closed, Lord God. Let it be open.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Amen in Jesus' name. And at this time, I want to open it up for anybody who has anything that the Lord spoke to them. I want you to share it this time. But I want you to keep it to maybe 1 or 2 minutes because we need to make sure that we kind of stay underneath the hour and the 15 minutes. So, amen, we want to open it up. God bless y'all and welcome, 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 welcome. And also, we just thank everybody for coming on this morning. Amen. 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 Does anybody have anything that God has touched their heart this morning or whatever the Lord has, if you need to release, I want you to release it. Amen.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
I praise God for you, prophetess, and I thank God for you praying for people in the prison and it's many people that's going through this now that sons, daughters are in prison, praying for them to have
yes.
a supernatural release and to have their lives being redeemed from, you know, that poverty mindset, that place of, like a slavery mindset. And
yes.
I appreciate you praying for them. And I just thank God for that supernatural release from that place that the enemy has had them so long that they become free and
amen.
While they're there, and then when they're able to have a life in Christ and a life
mm-hmm.
with their family, you know,
amen.
They're not feeling like they're stuck, but
they're
able to go forward. Praise God! I thank God for your
amen.
Prayer, your passionate prayer for them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh God, that's good. Their transition, amen.
Yeah.
That they will transition. Glory.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Do we even declare jobs for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll be able to live a life as though they never went to prison. I pray for all those
yes.
that the mama may not even know to pray this prayer, but I pray for those
yes.
who were in prison, even the babies, some babies, they get in gangs and they go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I pray
yeah.
for them that they'll be able to come out. Lord, have mercy.
Thank
they'll
you,
come
Lord.
Out
yes.
Of prison, but it will
yes.
it be as though they don't even have a record. That God will expose
yes.
their record in
yes.
the realm of the spirit, and they will have a good job. A good
yes.
job, or they'll create.
Yes,
they can
Lord.
Not only have a good job, but they'll create jobs that they
yes.
will be our leaders
yes.
in our community.
Yes.
Truly
yes.
transform them.
Yes.
God, don't let them just come
yes.
and get in your presence just because they're in prison and it's a safe thing
yes.
to do. But know that
yes.
they transform.
Yes.
Not being conformed, but transformation.
Transformation, yes.
Transformation,
you,
and I pray for favor upon them. That God
yes.
would help them and they will
yes.
be able to release and break out of that prison mentality.
Yes.
And I ask that God will raise up ministries that will be able
yes.
to help them transition into society.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And they will be
Thank
empowered.
You.
And God, they won't have that stigma of prison.
Yes.
But that will be washed completely
yes.
away. Even
yes.
with the homosexuals, that
yes.
people won't be looking at what they used to be. They'll be looking at what they are. So
yes.
God empowered them with more. But people
Thank
have
you,
great
Lord.
Sin, like the woman at the well.
Yes.
Whew, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. And that supernatural life redeemed,
yes,
like it restored and making it better than it's ever been before. It's like it's never happened before, you know.
Amen.
Redeemed. Ah.
Amen.
And I also saw, like, children just coming into a gate. It's just like a flood of children coming to the gate. Being,
Amen.
Coming into the light, coming into the knowledge of Christ, hungry. It's
wow.
better than being at an arena, at a concert. It's much better at coming in like a flood.
Oh, yeah.
And
do
like
it, God.
Flood.
We receive it.
Yes, Lord.
We receive
yes.
the children.
Redeem our children, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. On fire for you. On fire.
Yeah.
Like fire coming out of their mouths.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, shot, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the redemption. Oh, thank you for your promise, Lord.
You know what? I saw the arena, too. You know, the Holy Ghost just told me. He said, I saw the arena, and he told me, he said, fire was inside. But now, I mean, that's why I love this time, because, you know, when a spirit is praying, and then we talk about what we saw or heard, and then it's confirmed, because I was seeing the same thing. He showed me the arena, and he showed me the outside of the arena. He said, I saw the arena, but then he spoke. He said, fire is on the inside. And so
yeah.
when you said about the children on the inside, and they're full of fire, and fire is coming out of their mouth, that's what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Thank
what he's
you.
Doing. So can you
yes.
decree that part right there?
Yes. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
I thank you, Father God, for your word
mm-hmm.
manifesting on the earth,
yeah.
Father God. I declare, decree, Father God, that your young people, your children, Lord God, are full of your fire. I declare, decree, Lord God, that they open
mm-hmm.
their mouths and they cry out to you, Lord God,
yes,
and
God.
Lord Jehovah, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for redeeming them, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that they will be a people of your mouthpiece, Lord God, that they
mm-hmm.
will speak your word and speak your word only. I declare, decree the fire, Lord God, of your anointing, the fire of your God that,
mm-hmm.
that will bring deliverance and bring healing, Lord God, to many of their many of their peers, Lord God, many of in their families, Lord God, they will be representation of in their families, Lord God, receiving
mm-hmm.
their families with death, hell, and the grave, Father God, that they may come in, Lord God, to the knowledge of who you are, Lord God, and
mm-hmm.
I thank you, Lord God, even the word that was spoken about the spirit of knowledge and wisdom and understanding and mighty counsel, Lord God, and the reverential fear of the Lord, I declare to
yeah.
you that is a our children now, right now,
yeah, God.
Lord God, the fire of your Holy Ghost, consume them with your fire. Come, Holy Spirit, and consume consume your young people with your
yes.
fire. Your fire, Lord God. Lord God, yes. I thank you, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Father God, for football stadiums, Lord God, glorifying your name, full of children, Lord God. Full of your glory, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Full of your glory, Lord God, like mm-hmm. Monty does in Africa, Lord God. I declare a decree that this is happening in America, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord
God.
People on fire. People on fire. Young people on fire, Lord God.
Yes,
I thank
God.
You, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. They are unstoppable for you, Lord God. Unstoppable glory. Unstoppable fire, Lord God. Of
yes,
consuming
God.
Fire, Lord God. Burning out everything that is not of you, Lord God. And, Lord, put it in your glory. Put it in your presence, Lord God. In your people, Lord God. I thank you, Father God,
thank
that
you,
they
God.
Do not desire to go back to the world. They did not desire to go back to how it was, but they go forth. They
yes,
go forth.
God.
And they help others to go forward, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for setting a blaze in our children. I declare
yes, God.
That it is so in them now.
Now,
in
God.
Jesus name.
Now, God.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
In Jesus' name.
Ooh.
Yes, God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stadium full of children.
Thank
you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you, Lord God.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for the babies, mm. God. Thank
yes.
you for the babies. Thank you for the young
thank
ones, God.
You
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord
you,
God.
Thank you, Lord God. God, we love you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Father.
All their
God.
Past is wiped away.
Oh, wow. God, that's why. Ain't that what it said?
Going forward. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Ain't that what it said? That's
yes.
what it said.
Yes. yes, yes, yes.
That's what it said.
Yes.
That's what it said.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep, that's it.
Thank you, Jesus.
2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold,
yes.
all things are become new.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
All
Lord.
Things new, Lord.
All
yes, things
all
new.
Things. Yes, all
for
things.
Everybody that we prayed for today, even
yes,
our President
Lord.
Of the United States, his
yes,
son.
Lord.
Oh, God,
yes.
don't let his son take the brink of that.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
God, whatever mistake was made, we plead the blood of Jesus.
Thank you,
Don't
Lord.
Let his son be condemned, and we rebuke right
Lord.
Now jail time, conviction
yes.
Of man. Oh, God, we plead your blood. Because you know, God, for the shedding of innocent blood, we did not need things to continue the way they were going. And for the baby's sake. For the babies that are not
yes.
born. For Israel's sake, you
yes.
know what we needed. So I don't care about that. Father God, in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
We plead the blood. In the name
thank
of Jesus,
you.
Your purposes
you
become through that family. In the name of
yes.
Jesus, your purposes come through that family.
Yes.
Your purposes
thank
come
you.
Through that family. Your purposes.
Yes.
Old
yes.
things are
yes.
passed away
purpose.
And all things are new. I don't
yes.
care what kind of sin somebody did. You could have sinned this
yes.
morning when you woke up and did something. It's passed away once you repent of it.
Yes.
Everything's passed
yes.
away.
Yes.
If it's passed
yes.
away, it's
yes.
passed away. All things new. I declare all things
yes.
new right now.
All things new.
It's
all
under the blood.
New.
May mercy
yes.
and grace be released.
Yes.
It's under the blood.
Yes.
This is not a sloppy yes. agape. Just don't do it no more.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
That's the true grace.
Yes.
Don't return back to your mess. That's true grace
yes.
and mercy.
Yes.
You are forgiven. Now don't do it again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Old
Amen.
Things
Amen.
Passed away, so we don't do it no more.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Things new. All
yes.
things new. All
thank
things
you,
new.
Lord.
All things
yes,
new.
Lord.
All things
all
new.
Things, all things new. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father God.
Mm, thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, thank y'all so much. If anybody else have anything else they want to share this morning, we're going to get off the line. But all things new. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. And even if we have to walk this pathway to get to this level, I just thank God for it. I thank God for clarity. I thank God for the power of God now. I want to thank all of those here in America. Literally, 33% of our praying audience that comes on is from America. We had 2% in Canada, but then there's another 30% in France and another 30% in the UK. So we have a strong audience in the United Kingdom and a strong audience in France. And so in the name of Jesus, God bless those who are listening this morning in France. We say bless the Lord for you. We know it's the evening time in France, but we say, France, we are with you. France, we are praying with you that God will come into your environments. The UK, we bless God for you in Jesus' name. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in France in Jesus' name. Canada, we pray for your President Trudeau in Jesus' name. We pray that God's will be done in Canada. And we thank God for every nation that God has brought to this prayer time. And we pray strong for you all. And we're praying for you all as well. And may the Lord continue to bless you. May the Lord keep you. And we say fullness. We say completion. We say no abandonment in Jesus' name. We say completion, no abandonment in Jesus' name. You will not be abandoned. You will complete the work that God has given you. And so we decree and declare completion. And no abandonment. We pray for an increase. Increase. Let your friends know right now in Jesus' name about the prayer time, because it's not just prayer for America, but it's prayer for the nations. Amen. So may God bless y'all. And I thank Minister Alyssa Jarman for sharing and being there with me and praying with me every day. May God bless your ministry, woman of God. May God bless your real estate business, woman of God. May God bless everything you put your hands to in Jesus' name. May everything that you need come forth like never before. May your family whole household salvation come forth quickly in Jesus' name. Generations back. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We thank God for you. Amen. May the Lord touch you and make you just the anointed vessel that you are, even increase in fire and glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All things to amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. So God bless everybody that has come on the line today. Amen. So God bless y'all. I see y'all. I'm going to be on Facebook at 11:11. So we got to prepare for that right now. And amen. So I see y'all at that time. May the Lord bless y'all. And don't forget that on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be leading revival in Albany, Georgia. And then on Friday and Saturday, we'll be in Atlanta at the Oil and Wine Conference. So we're doing this conference here in Albany on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's the Glory is Valuable. We'll be doing that on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And on Friday and Saturday of this week, we'll be at the Oil and Wine Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. If you go on my page, you can see the little thing. I think it's a $25 registration fee, and that just covers the dinner because they'll be serving dinner on Saturday. So I think I was speaking at 11:45 a.m. on Saturday morning in Atlanta. So for those of you who come on Saturday, we'll be speaking that morning. There'll be dreams and visions and interpretation, and then we'll have dinner. Okay, so if you all can make it, again, it's going to be $25 for the conference fee, but it's 3 days. So it's a really nice event. One of my besties, she has the Oil and Wine Conference, and this, even though we're best friends, you know, we always follow because I've never spoken at a conference before, so this will be a first time. But because we like following the Holy Spirit, amen. So we'll be at the Oil and Wine Conference this weekend. Praise the Lord. Not this weekend, but the next weekend. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7:30 every night at the Fish Camp, 2908 Gillianville Road in Albany, Georgia. And then we'll be at the Wine Conference on Friday and Saturday. And we'll be speaking on Saturday morning. So if you all can make it, we would love to have you all come in attendance. Do not allow money to be a factor. If you want to come. And so may God bless y'all. Amen. So we love you all so much. Send your prayer requests for those of you who need personal attention. Please send your prayer requests to ZionTravails@gmail.com. Again, that's ZionTravails@gmail.com. Send your prayer request there. And God bless you all so much. Love y'all with the love of the Lord. Our business number is 229-214-0029. So God bless everybody. May the Lord bless y'all and keep y'all, and may he give you long life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, everybody, y'all have a great day, and I'll see y'all at 11:11 if you're going to be there today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all.
God bless. Bye-bye.